Okay, we're going to role play a little bit of a sample war that we have around our house all the time, and you might recognize it too. Go ahead.
And it could be this. We're only picking one. You know, you could stick in whatever it is that happens at your house. And there've been the tinsel wars, the cushion wars, how to make the bed wars. It could be the sex wars, whatever battle you have at home. We just happen to like the sponge war.
So, yeah, honey, when you finish washing the dishes, would it really kill you to pick the sponge up out of the bottom of the sink and put it on the side?
I just cooked dinner. I washed the dishes. Would it really kill you to say thank you for that before you start lecturing me about how to do the dishes?
And then it goes on and on and on. So you can hear both of us are we expressing an act of love or a cry for help?
Cry for help.
Exactly, just like that. So, yeah, cry for help.
Always a cry for help.
Yes. When we're talking about nonviolent communication, Marshall Rosenberg came up with these characters. He has puppets, and he has a giraffe puppet for when you're speaking from the heart and you're connecting with others, because giraffes have the largest heart of any land mammal. And then he has jackal puppets to represent when you're doing what I just did, when you're, like, nipping at people's heels and attacking. So
we both did that, so I don't, you know, you don't get all the credit. I did a good jackal, too.
Oh, your jackal was beautiful, honey.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So we had double jackals there. And you can tell from where we were going, it was just going to escalate, and, you know, Paul was going to have to sleep on the couch.
So. Why me?
Oh. Okay, now let's do it again, and this time, Paul, you're going to giraffe.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, would it really hurt you to rinse the sponge out, squeeze it out, and put it on the side of the sink when you're done washing the dishes?
So I'm going to ask for some help from some participants. If you look at your feelings and needs list, could you help me guess a little bit? What do you think she's feeling right now, and what do you think she's needing? Just call out.
Frustrated.
Frustrated, yeah.
So what I want you to do is practice in asking the question rather than just saying it. Are you feeling frustrated?
Yes.
And I hear a little hopelessness, so I would ask her if she's feeling hopeless.
I hear a dose of cranky.
So ask, are you feeling cranky? Really condition yourself. These words are going to save your butt. They're like, I call them my life-saving ring. When things get tough, if you can get that sentence out, are you feeling, because you need it. So go ahead and tie it to a need. So somebody give me the full sentence. Are you feeling cranky because you're needing what?
Because you're needing help.
Support.
Appreciation.
Ooh, I like the appreciation one. That really struck a chord.
There you go. So let's see what happens. Run it again, Kristen, and you and I will just go through it. I'll borrow their help here.
Okay. So, hey, would it kill you to squeeze the sponge out and put it up on the side of the sink when you're done washing dishes?
Oh, honey, I'm wondering if you're feeling a little frustrated and maybe disappointed and you're needing some appreciation and support.
Yeah. Yeah, I work hard around the house, and I try to keep things nice. And
wow. Sounds like you'd like some acknowledgement for how much you contribute.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh. Is there more?
Well, yeah. You know, when you spit your toothpaste into the sink in the morning.
She's getting mileage out of this one.
If he's going to be nice about it, yeah. You know, maybe you could rinse the sink out, too.
So that would really help you. It would be a gift for you.
Yeah, that would be a gift for me.
Wow. I'd like to do that. See, because here's what happens. If it gets down, if I hear this with jackal ears, I hear that she's making a demand on me of something I should, have to, must do. Those are case-building words. But if I can put on my giraffe ears, I hear that this is an opportunity to give a gift. And how many of you love giving gifts to the people you love?
Yeah.
So if I can translate this and hear this beautiful need, this cry for help as a chance for me to do what I love to do the most, I love to give to the people I love. And how tough is that if I'm rinsing out a sponge, wiping out a sink? It's a piece of cake if it makes her feel better. And I'm not doing it because I'm BSW, bad, stupid, or wrong. I'm doing it as a gift for her. It's my choice, and that's what relationships are about. They're about giving and receiving. Now, if she could have asked me in a different way, and we'll do that in a second, so that it makes it easier. I had to have some really big giraffe ears on for me to hear that in a way that I heard it as a cry for help rather than an attack. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can any of you see where you might have gotten sucked in and heard it as an attack and gone into met that cry for help with another cry for help?
You betcha.
Yep.
Nobody talks to me like that. I need some damn respect around this house. You know what? You don't appreciate anything I do. Why should I appreciate what you do? And off you are to the jackal races.
Hey, Paul, this is...
Go ahead.
Could she be asking that as an attempt to actually create an argument, to try and create some resolution?
What I look at is, well, say that again, because I started jumping ahead and you said something else.
Sorry.
Just ask your question again.
I was saying, could she be asking that as a way to? If there's, I mean, there's obviously some discord there. Somebody's having issues with something bigger than what they're actually talking about. But could part of the reason she's asking it and the way she's asking it be because she's trying to create an argument so that she can bring up the bigger issue?
That's a it's very possible that it could be a strategy to try to reach out and get things resolved. Because what happens, and you've got a key point here. Thank you so much for bringing it up. There was a great TV commercial out. I don't normally say TV commercials are great. In fact, most of the time I think they are the opposite. But there was a telephone one. I think it was from Verizon. And what was it? Can you what?
Can you hear me now?
And that's exactly what happens. That's what we're always asking our beloveds and people on the planet. That's what 9/11 was. Can you hear me now? And if we don't hear somebody, what do they get?
Louder.
Meaner, more angry. So that's, you brought up a point there, is if somebody's not feeling heard in some areas, it might blow up into an argument. It might blow up somewhere totally different. You know, it's like you go to switch channels and somebody attacks you on the couch, and it's like, what was that? Well, that was all those other issues we didn't talk about that you didn't hear me on. You know, some people say, why does my partner always yell? And it's like the other question is, why does my partner have to yell to be heard? What's going on inside of me that's stopping me from hearing them in a way that they actually get it, that they're being heard?
Oh, I hate to bring up a complex something, but here we go. There's some situations where that happens, and that's clear that there is something more present. It's not just about the sponge.
Right.
But sometimes it's also not about the present. It's about history, people's past pains from other experiences. How do you negotiate that?
What I negotiate there is to try to negotiate what's in the present about the past.
That's nice. Say a little more.
Because in prior relationship, Kristen's gone through 3 divorces, I've gone through 1 divorce and 2 broken engagements. We have a lot of history. We laugh because we met on Match.com, and on Match.com there was always these ads that say, want a person with no baggage. And we're thinking, yeah, see, there you go. You got it right there. Frontal lobotomy. If you've grown up with parents, you have baggage.
There you go.
So it's knowing, though, that this is my history that I'm dealing with, and if my partner is loving, I can go, honey, this is not about you. This is about my history. But, man, is it present right now? It's really present. I'm really scared. The way you looked at that guy, I'm scared you're going to leave me. Or I'm, you know, whatever it is. Those things come up, and I take responsibility for it, and at the same point, I don't ignore it. I'm compassionate with my history.
Nice.
And I try to be compassionate with their history and go, okay, I know this is not about me, and I'm going to stick with them. I'm not going to rub it in their face that this is not about me, because that doesn't help them.
Very nice. Thanks.
What if it is their history with you, or you have a history with them?
Well, the thing is, it's never about you. No matter what the history is, if I had 10 affairs, it's not about that. It's they still have a need for trust. They have a, what is the need? I'm trying to connect it to the need that wasn't met rather than me or the history. I'm scared. I have a need for trust and understanding. And when I saw you look that way, I was that really brung up a lot of stuff. So am I going to create a relationship, we talked about this last time, that has intimacy? Or am I going to allow you to see into me, into me see? Here's what's going on. I'm scared. Here's what's going on. And we ask each other 10 times a day, do you love me? Do you still love me? And, oh, here, let's do the quick exercise, Kristen. And I want you to think about this, everybody. We're slightly off course, but we'll come right back on. When somebody says, I love you, what do you normally say back?
I love you too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just picture this. I want to give you the visual. If I was standing in front of the room, I could show you that. Well, here, Kristen and I will do it. Honey, I love you.
Love you too.
No, I love you.
Uh-huh. Love you too, sweetheart.
No, I love you. Now, see, what's going on is we end up giving it back and forth. Nobody's actually receiving. We've got two people trying to give, nobody receiving. So let's switch it. Honey, when I came home and dinner was cooked and the house smelled of the fire and it, God, I realized how lucky I am to have you and I love you so much.
Oh, that feels really good. Tweety.
Yeah. Now, see, she didn't say, I love you back. She let it land, and she received it. Now, some of the times what happens is we say, I love you, because we want somebody to say it back to us. So what I will just say is I will just bypass all the BS, and I'll say, honey, do you still love me? Or even shorthand is I just look at her, and I'll go, still?
Oh. Still.
On a good day, she says still.
Yeah.
All right, so let's bounce back to how we're going to apply the four-step method, observations, feelings, needs, and requests to our sponge spores. Do you want to go through the four ways to hear a message?
Sure. Okay.
And they all have a handout for that.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad you said that.
We do?
I don't have it right in front of me, but that's okay.
You do.
Which
it's
one
the one
that?
With the jackal and the giraffe on it.
Oh, that's right.
I think it says choice point. Or
yes.
Does it? Okay.
Center. Choice point.
Hmm. And there's four ways that we can typically respond to a negative message. The first one is to blame the other person. And that's the easiest one. It's the most fun, too. No, it's because they're an idiot.
Well, let's use the sponge wars, and we can go through the four different ways of doing it.
Oh, okay. So I can blame. I attack Paul. So, honey, you blame. I guess you're going to blame me, huh?
Well, listen. If I didn't have so much other work to do, I it's not my fault I didn't squeeze out the sponge. I've got to do the kitchen and do the bathroom and do all the stuff around the house, and you just showed up and had dinner.
Okay. And then again, honey, squeeze out the sponge when you're done with the washing dishes. And now he's going to blame himself.
Oh, man. God, I'm always screwing up. I never get anything right. I try so hard, and it's like never. I am such a loser.
Okay. Then the next step is you could give empathy to the person who's bringing the negative message. So, hey, Paul, squeeze out the sponge.
Wow. Honey, are you feeling a little frustrated and disappointed and need some appreciation?
Yeah.
And then the last thing that we could do is give ourselves empathy after we've been brought a negative message. So, Paul, squeeze out the sponge.
And this one might happen quietly in my own head. Wow. When I hear her say that, I feel sad and disappointed because I'm trying so hard to contribute, and I really would appreciate some acknowledgement for all of the things I'm doing around the house. And I really, that would feel really sweet right now.
So those are the four choices we're brought with.